CJMQ, and we're talking with Faster Gun today, a great Canadian band. Now, there are four of you in the band?
Actually, right now there's five. We just, in the last little while, have had a full-time steel guitar player join the band.
Okay, good. So, new addition there, five in the band. Now you are based in, let's see, Saskatchewan?
That's right, we're in Regina.
Okay, Regina. Okay, so how did you guys get interested in music? How did the band get together?
Well, we actually started about 13 years ago, 14 years ago, in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few of us that were playing in a fairly small band, and the band sort of broke up, and then we ended up gathering a few people, and Faster Gun's been going since then. We've had a few changes through the years, but mm-hmm. definitely have stuck together for a long time.
Great. Okay, good. You always play country music?
Yeah, that's pretty much been our three CDs that we have out. We've been pretty much mm-hmm. in the modern country vein. But when we do our live shows, we do just about a bit of everything from some rock to some 50s and 60s. It depends on the crowd and how long of a night we have, all those factors.
Okay, so you guys have done a lot of touring, I was reading on your website.
Yeah, we've been pretty much all parts of Canada. We don't get out to the east as much as we'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in Nashville. We just played in Nashville this summer on a live radio show down in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of good events, and so it's taken us around the country.
Okay, great. So I was reading that you played like over 500 shows across Canada already.
Mm-hmm. Like I say, we've done everything from festivals to events, you know, things like the Scott Tournament, Hart, Grey Cup. You know,
mm-hmm.
we've had a really good opportunity to see parts of the country from New Brunswick all the way to Vancouver.
Great. So I imagine you got a lot of experience down in Nashville, too. You saw a lot down there, got a lot of ideas?
Yeah, definitely. It was an interesting experience because we were invited down there rather than having to go and sort of scrounge up an opportunity. We were
mm-hmm.
asked to come down, and we were featured as a headline artist on a radio show called Billy Block's Western Beat, where actually people like Chrissy Yearwood and Garth Brooks have actually headlined that show. So it was an extremely amazing opportunity.
Yeah, that's quite an honor. Great. And I was reading you've won 11 Saskatchewan Country Music Awards?
Yeah, we've had, through the years, I've been fortunate enough, and it's, you know, to be Group of the Year, Album of the Year,
mm-hmm.
various honors. And it's pretty good because we do have big artists like Brad Johnner here who won Male Vocalist of the Year at CCMA. So it's tough. There's a lot of artists here that are doing well, so we're just happy that we were honored by our association.
That's great. How did you pick the name, Faster Gun?
You know, that actually comes from a song that was written by a band called Great Plains, and the idea behind the song was no matter how well you're doing, there's always someone who's faster or someone who's
mm-hmm.
better, so you have to keep on pushing and trying and improving all the time.
Okay, so it's like an incentive every day for you, then, Faster Gun.
Yeah, a bit of a motivational message.
Okay, great. And so this is your third album, and right now your hit single is Annie's Always Asking?
Yeah, that's our fourth release off the album, and we put that out there knowing that ballads are kind of tough to get played on
mm-hmm.
radio these days, but we've had such great reaction from our listeners, from people emailing into the website, a lot of emotional reactions. We thought, well, we'll throw it out there and give it a try, and thankfully, people like yourself and others are playing the song.
Oh, it's a great song. We have a lot of requests for it here, so it's just great. How did you come to write the song? What was your inspiration?
Well, that inspiration actually came from a situation where I'd seen my friend going through something, and I guess the whole message of the song, I don't want to give away the song, because
mm-hmm.
I think there's sort of a hook line in the song
mm-hmm.
that really gives it away, but I think the message is that no matter what you do, you know, there's always, a price to pay, but you know, you have to make those tough decisions sometimes, maybe not the wisest, but they're
mm-hmm.
tough decisions.
Good, good. Okay, so the context of one album, you've put out three. Does one differ a lot from the next, or are they pretty much synchronized?
I think they're quite different because,
mm-hmm.
you know, your first album is always, you look back at it and go, I don't know, what were we doing? You know,
mm-hmm.
we're young, and the recording studio, you know, we experimented a lot, which was the fun part of it and is part of the learning process. The second album was obviously better, and we spent a lot more time. This third album is Heads and Tails, way better than anything else. And the great indicator there, Maureen, is that I can actually listen to that album.
Mm-hmm.
So the other two, I just I don't know, I don't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But this third one, we did it in Regina here at a great studio, and I can listen to it, and I can actually feel good about everything we've done, and it's less of a learning process. It's more of going, well, maybe I could have changed that, but there's
mm-hmm.
nothing that's glaring thing. I didn't know what I was doing. And it does take a lot of albums to get into that groove where you really know what you're doing.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, well, it's a great album. And your website?
www.fastergun.com.
Okay.
People can check out where we're going to be. And
mm-hmm.
and there'll be some links on there to check out our trip to Nashville, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's even a link to my songwriting site because I've written a lot of songs for other artists. So people can take a look around. There's also a MySpace page where people can listen to the tunes and send us an email.
Great. Any other country artists that have inspired your music? Or?
You know, I think there's all kinds of them. It's hard to pin it down to one. When I was a young kid, I used to listen to stuff like Kiss, right? So you're looking at the heavy rock stuff. And then I got into bluegrass when I was in my teens, and I just was amazed at how these guys could play and the quality of the singing, the music, the instrumentation. And then, you know, it sort of went back and forth in all areas, but what I settled in comfortable playing and writing was sort of in that rockier countryside, maybe even pop. That's where I found myself to sort of sit. I was never a good enough musician to be a bluegrass player. I don't think I was wild enough and can scream well enough to be a good rock guy, so I found my middle ground.
Okay, well, thanks, Dwayne. Anything else you wanted to mention about your music or the band?
Well, I think if people have a chance to come out and see us, I think every band would say that a live show is extremely important. So if you can come out and see the band live, you'll see that the songs that we play on our CD are not embellished, that you wouldn't recognize them when we play. When we play them as they are on the CD, and we don't have things on there that are going to say, how did they even, that doesn't even sound like it. It's going to sound like us because it is us.
Okay, that's great. Good. Dean, okay, well, thanks a lot for the interview.
All right, thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Well, it's been 2 years too long. I moved away, but I never moved on. Guess I had my reasons, and I know my leaving has left some scars. So I came home today, not knowing just how I'd say my part. I met her brother at the door, and he said, Annie's always asking about you. Not a day goes by that she don't speak your name. You know you left her high and dry, and that girl has always wondered why. Yeah, he's always asking about you. He said he couldn't let me in. Your wife should be home by 10, she'll call. I left my number at the hotel, knowing damn well that she probably wouldn't call. And then her dad got on the phone, and he said, Annie's always asking about you. Not a day goes by that she don't speak your name. You know you left her high and dry, and that girl has always wondered why. Yeah, and is always asking about. We decided after all it would be too much for a 5-year-old to see her daddy come and go. But she said you ought to know. And he's always asking about you. Not a day goes by that she don't speak your name. And boy, you left us high and dry. Now you gotta live with what you left behind. And he's always asking about you. Yeah, you
That song was called Annie's Always Asking, and it's by the great Canadian country band Faster Gun.